Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist. I'm here to get you where you want to go. So a friend of mine approached me a week or so ago and was talking about starting a business. Now, this particular friend has a wonderful career at a large corporation, is very successful, and is thinking about giving it all up to start a business. Now, the challenge in starting a business, right, is that the odds are significantly against you. Right? I saw a stat that suggested that 96% of businesses after 10 years fail, right? 10-year period. So you think about this, and this particular guy's been at the organization he's been in for over 15 years. So I'm looking at this and saying, okay, you're going to give up this high-paying job that actually he likes very much to try this other thing. You're going to walk away from it and just because you have this idea that this is something that you want to do. Now, the first thing to realize is you may have great intentions on whatever you're doing, and we all want to follow our passions. But one of the challenges in all of that is at some point it just becomes something that you have to do every day. No matter how much you love your job, no matter how much you love your business, you know, it becomes a pain in the ass at some point. And we all know that, and it just happens. So the reality of it is we always think the grass is greener. It isn't necessarily always greener. The other thing to think about is being profitable is a huge feat, especially over the long term, right? We talked about the odds of success, and that's one thing. But the question you have to ask yourself is how long will it take you to get profitable, if at all? And thinking about that, is it possible to get profitable before you give up the security of that job that you already have? And this is a problem I see far too often. Certainly, there are people that drop everything and just go for it. And while I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because you know the uber wealthy people, they take huge chances to get where they are, and no one can fault them for that. But for a lot of us, when you think about these situations, you think about giving up the security of knowing that your bills are paid each month. For the unknown of, is this going to work or is this not going to work? So the first thing to realize is if you are going to give it up, there better be a huge upside on the other side of this, because you're taking a tremendous amount of risk. So there should be a tremendous reward for that risk you're taking on. So I think that's the first thing to think of. But the other thing you have to ask yourself is there a way that you can lower your risk going in? And by lowering the risk, it's maybe it's starting your new endeavor while you still have a steady paycheck, right? And doing it part-time, doing it in the evenings, doing it on the weekends, so that you know that you've got the security. And once you become profitable, and once you're able to cover that monthly balance that you have, paying your house payment, your car payment, whatever bills you have, once you cover that nut, then you're in a much better position to walk away from that steady income and that steady job. Right? Once you've proven that the model that you have is profitable and is working, then it's a time to do it. But if it's at all possible to get things started before you give up the security, that's really what it's all about if you can pull it off. And so build what you want now. You know, a lot of us think, you know, if you give up certain things in life, you know, you'll find time. You know, I wrote an entire book over a couple of years simply because I stopped watching sports on TV. That's really where I found the time. And it worked out for me. And in the end, I didn't really miss it that much. Yeah, a little okay. Every once in a while, it's nice to sit down and watch a game. But I gave up watching sports and I got a book out of it in a couple of years. So the point is if you dedicate your time and if you get disciplined around it, if you get up an hour or two earlier, if you work in the evening a little bit longer, if you spend some time on the weekends, right? Maybe you spend the morning on a Saturday or a morning on a Sunday dedicating it to what you need to do to build your other business, and you can prove that it's profitable and that it works, then you find yourself in a much better position to succeed. And you're lower stress, right? Higher probability that things work out long term, you know. And I think that is a great way to really work on that entrepreneurial idea that you might have for yourself. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, if you or anyone you know is looking at starting another business, at looking at doing something, looking at giving up everything they have from a security standpoint, maybe it makes sense to look at some other alternatives, to slow things down just a little bit, to do things in the background as you have that steady paycheck and you have that steady income, and build what you want in the time that you have. And once you've proven that it can be profitable, once you've proven that you still really enjoy it and you're still passionate about it, then you can take that next step. But far too often, people give up everything they have, give up their financial security to go for something that in the end, after 10 years, has a 96% failure rate. So what are we saying? You've got a 4 in 100 chance of making it after 10 years in a business. Make sure that that business is something that can generate tremendous revenue, that can be very profitable, and make sure that you've got a proof of concept before you give up the security that you have.